Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. My name is Mike, and I am just doing some readings today. Had some time from my schedule to kind of do a little show. So we might as well just get right to it. The nice list of callers. Let's start off with area code 360. Tell me your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. Can you speak up a little bit, please?
Oh, sure. Can you hear
Thank
me better
you.
Now?
I can. What can I do for you today?
I'm wondering if you can tell me whether my son got this package I sent to him on the 9th of the month, and then I had the post office track it, and they said they dropped it off on his doorstep on the 12th. And I had a check. I put a little check in there, and he hasn't cashed it. And he usually cashes the check right away. So I'm, like, wondering whether he got the box or not.
He's not speaking to you?
Right.
I don't think he got it.
What
do you think
happened?
Right away when you... Pardon?
What do you think happened to it? What do you think happened?
I'm not sure, but I get the impression that he didn't get the box, and I don't believe. I think there was an error with the tracking. I for whatever reason I get the impression that it's lost. Is the impression that I get.
Okay.
I would put a stop payment on that check for sure. For your own protection.
Okay. Do you think it'll be found tomorrow?
As you were about to ask that, I was getting it may turn up, but not right away.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, hopefully you have more callers, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go to area code 480.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself? What is your name?
I'm doing well. My name is Shruti.
Rudy?
And my... Yes.
Okay.
And my question is regarding, what do you see for me for in 2015 in terms of career front?
Career find?
Career.
Career. You're currently working right now, correct?
Yes, I am.
Are you in a management role or thinking of applying for a management role?
I'm more like in a project management role right now.
Okay.
So.
I get that you're looking to stay, but you're looking for to grow within in this company.
Yes.
Would that be accurate for you?
Yes, yeah. It is.
There's advancement opportunities. I'm kind of getting management opportunities like late fall with this
late
company.
Fall. Okay.
I would say pursue it. Even if going through the process is going to elevate you within the standing of the company, whether you you know, I don't know, I don't see whether you get the position or not at this time because it's still undetermined. But I get the fact that if you do these interviews and go through their process for that, it elevates you and they look at you in a different way than what they currently do. They appreciate the work that you do now, but I think just by going through the process, you get on that list of, you know, somebody who's committed to the company, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense.
So, I mean, even if just interviewing, it helps you along that way as well. And financially, I see things on an upswing around that time period.
In fall. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's if you get periodic raises or bonuses or how that breaks down, but I see something in around fall time for that.
Yes, we get our periodic raises like in March, April time frame, the yearly raises.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And
So who knows? Maybe the raise has to do with the financial increase may have to do with maybe another position that you're taking.
Okay. That's good to know.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to 509.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Erica, and I don't really have a specific question. Like, whatever you have and you feel like you should tell me, that's fine.
Okay. Well, you know, for myself, you know, if this was a full reading for an hour, I would be able to have no problem doing that. But since we're in such a time constraint here within the call, something specific helps me just kind of dial in and get to that point rather than, you know, spending 10, 15 minutes, you know, getting to know your energy and so forth. So if you have something specific, it would be really beneficial.
I have a job interview tomorrow for this winery. It's called Vineyard View Marketplace, and I really want to work for them. It's I don't know. I just think it's a fun job, and since I recently turned 21, like now I'm able to apply for them, and so I was wondering how you see that going.
Well, as you were talking about that, and I've never gotten this before, but I mean, I like literally in my mind's eye could see like people clapping, so almost like applauding you and like congratulations. So I get a really strong impact that it's going to be a positive outcome for that position for you.
Mm-hmm.
May start off. Is there a chance that it's going to start off with part time?
No, it's full time, but I'm only going to be there 2 months because I transferred to the university, but I just like don't know anything about wine or even like the taste. And I went wine tasting yesterday, and now I'm going to research more about the company and how it all started, like the wine and all that. That way I kind of like know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, no. People spend a lifetime studying wine. So, I mean, it's always something good to know. Are they just looking for seasonal help right now?
No, but I have to move. And so, yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, as you were originally talking in the original statement, I feel good about the position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just go in there with confidence.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, do they know you're moving in 2 months?
No. I wouldn't get hired otherwise. So I'm just going to keep that on the low.
Yes. That's a good call. That's a good call on your part.
Yeah.
Well, if you see me online next week doing readings, give me a call back and let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I'll definitely do my part in trying to get the job, but thank you for your time.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you and good luck. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay. Let's jump to caller area code 510.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Yourself? Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Tasha, how are we today?
Fine. We're doing fine.
My question is,
as far as when do you see me working, or will I be working?
Do you want to work?
Yeah.
Let's see. Tasha, you've been out of work for 6 months or longer. Is that correct?
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I feel the possibility of a couple part-time opportunities coming up here. I'm impressed with, like, 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
But look at them both as, like, you know, foot in the door type of opportunities. And even though it might cause a little havoc in regards to scheduling and so forth.
Okay.
Know that, I mean, it's, well, one, it's going to help you pay your, you know, your bills and so forth. But also two, that you're able to kind of, with this opportunity, kick the tires at both places.
Uh-huh.
And when the opportunity presents itself, you'll know whether or not you want to commit to a full-time basis to that.
Okay. Is it regarding
like one stronger than the other, but they'll both be part-time in the beginning, and then you'll know which one to kind of be able to commit more time to.
Okay. Would it be in the medical field?
I'm picking up, well, I'm impressed with one of them will be.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm impressed with one of them will be.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that's why
anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's my line of careers is in the medical field.
Okay.
So I'm a medical assistant and a certified nurse's assistant.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I get that, you know, kind of whatever office or position that'll be available will be a, you know, kind of like at a, just, they just kind of need somebody to fill in the gaps. And then when you show, improve what you, you know, how you work and so forth,
mm-hmm.
Then there'll be a little bit more. Not only are you kicking the tires, but so are they.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Moving along here, we're going to go to, the caller from the area code 484.
Hello?
Oh, who is this?
Hi. Hi, my name is Tonetta. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Tonetta?
Philadelphia, PA.
Okay.
This is the first time I found your show, so I'm really happy I found you.
Yeah, thanks.
My question is, can you please let me know, is there going to be a situation where Dan approaches me soon and needs to move in my home to live with me?
Well, right away as you were speaking, I got the words that came right through were move on.
I'm moving out of my house. I am moving out the end of February. I already got a new flat,
well,
so I'm moving out.
I'm not speaking of in regards to the your residence situation.
Okay.
I'm speaking in regards to Dan.
Okay.
That's what came through right away was just to move on.
Okay, so he's moving out of his
house. I get the impression that all you're doing is you're stagnant in time with waiting.
Yes.
For whatever him to make a decision when you need to be.
Something has to happen here.
What?
Something has to happen here. You're correct.
create that, make it happen, in the sense of by moving on. By that way, by moving on, you put the energy in motion of moving forward rather than standing pat. And if he decides that he wants to get on board the train that's moving, then he'll jump on. If not, then you have your answer. And then you're not sitting there waiting for him to make a decision and you holding yourself up.
Well, I feel like there's going to be a situation where he's living currently now with his stepfather.
I'm not really concerned about what he's doing and with his stepfather and so forth. It's more about you.
Okay.
And you're holding yourself hostage by waiting. If that makes any sense.
Okay.
Just move on.
Can
you afford this new place by yourself?
Dan has never lived with me. The only reason I'm calling is because I'm getting the gut feeling that when he gets back to Pennsylvania from this temporary job that he took out of state for a couple weeks, that when he gets back to Pennsylvania, that his stepdad has changed the lock and says,
"Okay,
you're not living here no more, buddy."
That's something that he has to deal with and has no really bearing on you, in the sense that obviously you probably want to be a good friend or whatever your relationship is with them.
I feel like he's going to approach me a phone call and say,
That's fine.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Do you feel like that's going to happen or no?
I feel that there's a strong possibility with that, but it's going to be out of need for him in regards to him obtaining some type of shelter. And I get the impression that you may be interested, Dan, in another way, more romantically, correct?
Correct. We've been in a romantic situation for 2.5 years.
Okay. That's probably why I got the impression to move on, in the sense that you're just sitting here waiting for, you're being reactionary rather than proactive.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to move on.
It shouldn't matter whether he's
going to
call you if he can shack up for a little bit. Say again?
I don't want to move on from him because we're in a romantic situation.
Okay. Then if that's the situation, then you need to, instead of calling me, you should probably talk to him about what's going on.
Well, I just didn't know what you saw. I mean, I don't feel comfortable telling him that I'm a psychic myself and that I can see into the future and I see a fight happening with him and his stepdad. I mean, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Well,
that's
you don't have to mention that, but
you.
I mean, you just, yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, I appreciate that, but I mean, I can only tell you what I got.
Are you getting any kind of time frame of when he's going to approach me with this?
Eight weeks.
Okay.
Again, time's all relative, but
right. Well, I know he's coming back from out of state by the end of January. So it's probably gonna have to be sooner than that because stepdad's gonna have those locks changed.
Possible. Yeah. I'm tapping into you. And and again, his situation with him and his stepdad, again, they're not here, they're not calling, so I'm not going to tap into their drama.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, like I said, I just didn't know if you saw him moving in my house with me or not.
Yeah, there's a possibility, but I mean, it's more so of his own personal need, rather than wanting to move in with you in regards to the romantic side of things.
Now, will he move to the new place with me as well when I move at the end of February, beginning of March?
He's not going to be able to get his own place.
Well, I know that, but I didn't
yeah.
know. Is he, is
yeah.
he tagging
so I would
to
have
the
to...
new place?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in a position where, again, he's going to need it out of his shelter more so than wanting to, you know, more so for his own preservation than romantically that he wants to move in with you.
Okay. I understand.
It's a selfish move on his part to shack up with you because he needs a place because he's in a bind. He's not moving in with you because he's in love with you and he wants to live with you.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you, once he's living there with me, do you see me having a child with this man, a boy?
Not right away.
Because I was told by another reader a while ago that they saw me having a son with him.
Yeah, that's possible. That's possible. Well, I've got to move on to the next caller. We've got three more to cover up here in the next 8 minutes or so. So I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to caller area code 323.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Kira.
Kira, where are you calling from, Kira?
Kira, but I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, Kira. Oh, okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
What can I help you with today?
Well, I wanted to know what you see in my romantic life.
You're not in a relationship currently, correct?
No.
It's been some time. Would that be accurate?
Yes and no.
Okay. I'm picking up that I'm impressed with that you're proactive in this. You're just not sitting in front of the TV wishing. I'm impressed with that you're putting yourself out there a little bit more than you had in the past. Getting out there and creating action is going to bring this forward to you. Let's see if we can get some type of time frame.
So you're not really picking up on the person I'm interested in, right?
I'm not getting anything that's anything around you right now. I'm kind of picking up something that's going to be more in the future. So I don't know if per se this person of interest right now is a friendship that's building that will lead to something, or actually I'm kind of getting a new person. Two, 3 months down the road.
Okay.
I just see the person of interest right now just kind of as a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But even though that is disappointing now, The one that's down the road will make you forget all about that.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Bye, you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move on to, we've got about 5 minutes left and two more callers right now. We're going to go to area code 978.
Hi there.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Joyce. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Joyce. How are you today?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good, good. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you might be able to give me a reading on finances.
I'm picking up there's... you're in need of a boost in that. There's been a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
2014 wasn't pleasant financially. And I just get, like, you're willing to, you know, just put the nose to the grindstone and just forge forward, knowing that you've basically released all that from 2014, and you really have the expectations of 2015 being the big turnaround year for you. Are you in sales?
No.
No. Okay. I don't know why sales. It just kind of popped into my head. Are you looking at a career opportunity change right now?
Yes.
Kind of changing directions?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the aptitude for sales?
Not at all.
No, okay.
Nope.
Yeah, okay. I was just like, because it was lingering, and I don't know why it was lingering.
I don't think I could sell a life preserver to a drowning person.
Well, I think you probably could, but let's see here. I'm kind of impressed with – I'm impressed, like, come summer that there's a new opportunity presenting itself to you.
Okay.
Career-wise for that. Because you're doing a lot of work. Am I correct in saying that you're trying to create this opportunity for yourself? That, I mean, it's – you know, you're putting it out there to the universe type of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, affirmations, that type of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah. What I'm impressed with right away was we hear you, and there just needs to be a little bit more confidence in that coming through.
Okay.
Because I almost get the feeling, because of what may have happened last year financially, that that it lowered your confidence a bit.
Okay.
And if we can kind of turn that around a little bit and celebrate some of the small victories and kind of use that to build up, I really see an increase in building that momentum to this next position. So hopefully that helps. I'd like to get to the last caller here, if
sure,
you don't mind.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, have a great day. Okay, we're going to jump on the last call, 814. Hi, area code 814.
Hello, hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Amy.
Amy, what can I do for you?
I'm calling to see, do you see anything coming up for me in the line of a change in jobs?
Well, initially, right away, I feel an incredible amount of stagnation around it right now. That
yes, it's been like that.
I get
for
the impression I'm impressed with that. I mean, you literally find no joy in what you're currently doing.
Exactly.
Again, I'm getting it. Again, it's almost almost like the previous caller, the same thing. I mean, I just get a real sense of lack of confidence right now from you. And we really need to build that up and kind of get a new momentum going for you in creating this new opportunity for you. I get the fact that you're out there sending out resumes and applying to various things, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because what we really need to work on is building up that energy and some enthusiasm, because I really sense and feel that you're tired of the process. Because you started this last year, correct?
Longer than that.
Longer than that. Okay.
Yeah, 3 years. When I think I'm gonna get it, then that's when it lowers. It's
yeah.
Like somebody always knows somebody type of a deal.
Oh, right. Yeah, and I get that weighing on your shoulders a lot. That, you know, it's almost as dreary as the job that you feel at work that what you're currently doing in regards to applying for a new position. Let's see. I think this is going to be a good year for you. Again, more later in the year for job change. But look at it in regards to a with each interview, you're getting better for the questions. And I'm almost getting the sense that the interviewer is feeling like it's like in sales. If a salesperson is pushing and they need the paycheck and they're really pushing hard to close somebody, I almost get the same impression of that with you, that this is so tiresome and drawn out for you right now that they almost pick up on that energy. So
okay.
What we need to do is kind of get you, well, geez, it's so cliche, but, you know, to turn that frown upside down is what I got in my head. And that, you know, kind of really, because I get a feeling that you have a bubbly person, you had a bubbly personality once. And now it's just, you know, type of thing. And we need you to get out of that, just that, the rut that you're in right now. We need you to get out of that, and we need to find a couple little victories to kind of get the momentum pushing. And then that's when you're going to see significant change. Is there something that you would be able to do on a part-time basis with the job that you're currently doing? Is there time in your schedule for that?
No. And, you know, I do go in to the, you know, when I go in, I feel like I'm going in positive, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I'm going in really upbeat and everything. And
optimistic.
This is the one. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I don't go in there and badmouth anything or say negative things.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm almost picking something energetically, like we need to come up with something that's going to uplift you. Almost, do you talk to your angels and call on your angels to help you?
I have been, but then after this last one, it really frustrated me back in October. Mm-hmm. And I really thought this was going to be the one. And then I thought the person that got it didn't have the experience, and that really
what's
the sense?
No, I know exactly what you mean, and because I know I've been turned down for positions that I was, you know, almost overqualified for, you know, type of thing, and it's just like when you just need to work, you're just like, yeah. I'm really drawn to almost daily affirmations of like when you wake up in the morning. And you're just kind of spending that first few minutes in bed, really important for you to call and ask for their help.
Okay.
First thing in the morning on your day. And in presenting you the right opportunity, you know, that's for your highest good. And something that I've learned from, like, Wayne Dyer, the most important time in the day is the 5 minutes before you go to bed.
Okay.
Because basically what you're doing is you're going to sleep for 8 hours in your subconscious, and we all know that our subconscious has the ability to figure out problems when we're asleep, and, you know, do all kinds of different things. And he says, you know, basically, you know, visualize and think about how you want your day to go tomorrow.
Okay.
And what things you need presented to you, what you need your subconscious to do for you to set you up for the next day, type of thing, and start creating your new work environment in the 5 minutes before you go to bed every night. And with that intention, I'm picking up that if you can do it on a regular basis and remember to do it, to go ahead and you're gonna see some positive movement forward.
Okay.
And something that's really powerful as well is have a glass of water on your nightstand at
okay.
night.
Okay.
But don't drink it in the morning.
Okay.
Because it's almost like a clearing thing, and it's going to help your guides and angels, because there's power in water. And again, some of my best readings have always been like during thunderstorms and so forth. So there's energy in that. So what I'd like you to do is every night a glass of water, and, you know, pour the water in a plant or on the lawn or whatever and repurpose it. But don't drink it, because you'll notice a taste difference by it sitting there. And then remember that the 5 minutes before you fall asleep, you need to be going through in your head nothing negative, but what your ideal situation is that you're looking to create. And ask for your guides and angels with that to work with you to present this opportunity for you, and then reestablish that with your guides and angels in the morning.
Okay.
Okay? So there's a little bit
okay.
of homework. Unfortunately, we all got work to do.
Okay,
and I hope
you.
That helps. You're welcome. I
thank
hope that
you.
Helps. And if you see
so
me, and if you see me online, I would love to know down the road how you're doing. And because I know there's going to be a change this year for you. I
okay.
know that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that. I wish you so much luck.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.